Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There's so many things that we're sharing and have shared that came out of going deep into God and just crying out to God and going through the journeys you need to go through to be able to do what God has called you to do and to hear what he's saying. Because he says in Proverbs 1, he wants to share his secrets with us. And it's, you know, it's the glory of God to hide a matter, but it's the glory of a king to search it out.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to go after him, to search after him. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul, which is what you think, what you want, what you feel, God wants that part of you, you know, to go after him. You know, we love him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he just reveals himself. And that's what it's amazing. And it's just a beautiful thing. And then, you know, and this is what I wanted to share with you, is it requires faith at that point to just to step out with what he's told you. And it could be real vague word. It could be just a unction. It could be just slight, still whisper of God. You know why? Because it's about love.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to just, you know, unless obviously it's a rebuke. But if it's about, because people go, well, you know, God can't do this without me. Okay, well, we'll see you after the long journey that you come back and say, no, he can do it without you because there's others that actually understand that he wants to do it with us
mm-hmm.
and through us. And He wants you just to go after him in faith at that point. When once he shares that and speaks that with you with bold faith, I think about this is the way to describe faith that Paul Krauts, the founder of TBN, described it this way. You know, faith is walking to the edge of the light you have and taking one more step.
Mm.
And so many people stay within the light they have, waiting for more light to appear. And that's not faith. You mm-hmm. can see then. But it's taking that one more step. John G. Lake said, you know, when God's called you to do something, step out in bold faith and he'll meet you there every time. You know, somebody says, well, you know, I haven't experienced God's presence lately. Well, he's in that one more step. I mean, he's everywhere, but you're going to experience him in that one more step. Without stepping in that one more step, it's impossible to please God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You think about the centurion with great faith and authority. This guy, you know, he understood when he saw Jesus, you know, he said, one of my guys are sick, mm-hmm. and can you come over, can you heal him? And Jesus says, I'll be right over.
Right.
And he goes, oh my, no, I'm not even worthy to have you come. No, oh, listen, I understand how things work. I'm a man under authority. I got people over me and I have people under me. I tell one to go and he goes, I tell one to come and he comes. Just speak the word. And I know he's going to be healed.
Wow.
And Jesus said, wow, you understand that one more step.
Mm.
You understand faith. He was so moved, and he wasn't even a Jew. And he said, just speak these words. I know he's going to be healed. And he says, this moment, your servant is healed. But he said, listen, you've got great faith.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's going to take not just a word from God, not just the scriptures in this moment in time, it's going to take the church to rise up and step out one more step beyond what you presently know, what you're trusting God in, what he's told you, for it to come to pass.
Right.
We're going to have to trust God with our very own lives, with our very own destiny. Well, Paul did, and look, you know, he had a journey. He obviously, we're reading half of the New Testament today that he wrote. Some of them he wrote in, you know, king's palaces, you know, and some of them he wrote in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the church is so twisted in our understanding that we don't even understand that just because you say yes to God does not mean that your life is going to be some of this prosperity doctrine that's out there that all of a sudden a Rolls Royce is going to pick you up and take you to your new penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are going to bow down to you and you're going to have a watch so heavy you got to hire somebody to help you carry your arm. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, it's not the gospel of Jesus.
Right.
Obviously, God doesn't mind you having things, but he minds things having you. And we're seeing right now in America, our things kind of fading away.
Mm-hmm.
But we have things because God's blessed America. And I just want to encourage you that, listen, if you're tired of being where you are and you're wondering how come God doesn't do something, he's waiting for you to take that step of faith, and he'll meet you there. You just have to believe him. And then you have to hold on to your belief. You can't sit out here and start walking on water because you believe God when he said, step out of the boat. Everybody else stayed in their light, right? Their light was the boat when Jesus said, come out here. And everybody else stayed, well, boats float. We don't float. If I step on the water, I'll go down. They all went in their head. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I can feel people go in their head. It literally begins to suck the whole room in. And it's like, that's, you're killing faith when you start going into your head. You cannot move in faith in your head. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. It doesn't happen in your head. It's about your heart and your spirit. He tells us that the battle is in our mind. It's not our mind. And we have to take every thought and force it to be in compliance with the word of God. So when God says something, don't negotiate with your head about it. Just believe in your heart. And when you involve your intellect, make sure it submits to that word that God said. Mm-hmm. Don't let it trump the word of God in your life, because it's going to lead you to captivity. It's going to lead you to a place of bondage, and you may suck the whole room in, the whole congregation in your head. I mean, you could be on a board, you could be, you know, a leader or whatever, and all of a sudden everybody's in your head. Mm-hmm. It's like, get out of your head. You know, right? Get out of your head. You know, I'm not out of my mind, right?
That's right.
I'm out of your mind, right? And it's like, come on, this thing is not about our brains. Our brains are finite. I understand this, that the world exists outside your brain. You know, I mean, we have something going for us. We're just not that smart. But these guys that think they're so smart is amazing. And some people think they're so smart. Now they're actually trumping the word of God and saying things intellectually about God's word and the destiny and the return of the Messiah being something that is not. And if you haven't heard that, you've got to hear the Sid Roth interview with Tom Horn and Chris Putnam with their books. And we're going to be at two more of those interviews. And I, you know, if you're listening to those interviews, I'm with you. I'm thinking, Emma, you just got to, and I'm a, you know, I guess Pat can understand it. It's like, it is what it is. And, you know, I say, research it yourself. Everything we say, you know, research it yourself in the word of God, find out what God says about it. But when you go to Genesis 6, it definitely confirms.